that is a challenging one. It's a challenging one because it seems so natural to violate this Avera. It's the root of what Korach was about, as we'll get to soon. But it's something that we have to talk about. You know, last week we spoke about the Bolos Asurah Pelevavchem. That was a defining Isser. The week before that we spoke about other related issues. But we're going to talk about Amidah. But we'll start with the first Rashi in the Torah. First Rashi in the Torah tells us, if you remember, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Rashi questions why the Torah starts off where it does. Rav Yitzchak, the mysterious Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak from the Medrash, but some say he's giving Kitab, starting off his commentary with his father's name, even if it wasn't his father. But Rav Yitzchak, b'hayit zorach lahaschil es haTorah ela me'achodesh hazelachem. Really, the Torah should have started with achodesh hazelachem. Shehi mitzvah rishona, shenistava b'Yisrael. That's the first mitzvah that we received. And that's what Torah is about. It's about mitzvahs. It's about laws. So isn't that where the Torah should have started? Shmos Perek Yud Beis. What do we need all of Sefer Bereishis in the beginning of Shmos for? El Matan Pasach Bereishis. Mishum Koach Ma'at. There's some extra letters because they were, I guess, the commentaries on the Rashi. Mishum Koach Ma'asav Higid La'amo Lassis Lam Nachlos Goyim. According to Pasach at Tehillim. Shem Yomer Umos Ha'olam Listem Atem. Because if ever in history anybody says, you Jews, you stole Eretz Yisrael. Shekevashtim Arzul Shiva Goyim. We can say, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world, and you had it for a certain amount of time, but now he's giving it to us. You're not the Baal HaBayis. Chris Baruch was the Baal HaBayis. So, we didn't take it from you, we didn't steal it from you. He gave it to you, and I was giving it to us. Meaning the connection of a Jew to Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to go farther than the first Rashi al HaTorah to recognize that Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael have a special connection. Who brought up in Italy, Lasher, Yashar Beinav, Beritzon Nitzel Lehem, or Beritzon Nitzel Mehem. Fine. That explains why the Torah starts over with Parshas Ma'aseh Bereishis. The problem that the Mefarshim ask is, that explains Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Bereishis. What about the entire rest of the Torah until Achodesh Hazelachem? Right, Achodesh Hazelachem is, Rashi says, the Torah should have started off with that. Oh, so why does it start off here with Ma'aseh Bereishis? So what about the Avos and the Imahos and Mitzrayim? It only explains two Prakim. What about the other, how many Prakim are there, Bereishis? 50? The other 48 prakim plus the first 11 prakim in Shmos. So we have to add on a little bit more. The Nesiva Shalom writes in Bereishis, in one of his pieces, all of Bereishis is there because we need to, as Perek Yud Beis, the beginning of Torah, beginning of law. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Bereishis is about Derech Eretz. In what way? We start off gracious, not really. Mankind did not get off on the right foot. Mankind did not start off history on the right foot. Adam and Chava's sin was a definitional sin, which we're not going to focus on. But after that, in succession, the Nesiva Shalom points out, there were three chatoim. Right? We have Cain and Hevel, Dor HaMabul, and Dor HaFlaga. Three sins in a row. What's the message? Why is the Torah recording this? The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is there to teach us. Torah is from the word Torah, to teach. Says the Nesiva Shalom. Because the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak that there are three root midos ra'os that are at the beginning and that cause every single sin in the book. Kina, taiva, and kavod. Jealousy, inappropriate desire and kavod, shemehem mistafim kol amidos haros hamotinas adam in haola, and those are these three sins. Cain, that's where he gets his name from. Cain is kina. Cain is jealousy. Shecheder novakini, was jealous of his brother. His brother's carbon got taken. The Medrash talks about other arguments that they might have had that they might have been jealous of, but that's clearly kina led to the first murder in history. And number two, Dor HaMabul, whether it's Gezel, whether it's Arayos, right? That's Taiva. Taiva, desire for as much as many, you know, physical Hanos. Gezel Barai, seems verb shan afshin jaladum mechamdasan. And number three, of course, Dor HaFlaga. Right? Building a tower up to heavens, kavod. Wanting to get as much honor. So, kina, taiva, and kavod. Literally, motziim es ha'adam in ha'olam. It took Cain out of the world. It took the Dor HaMabul out of the world. It took the Dor HaFlaga out of the world. In a way. And the rest of Sefer Bereishis is the tikkun of those six. Because the story of the Avos and the Himaos are the flip side. The Torah teaches us what these midos can do, and then we learn how to be Misaki in those midos. Avram Avinu, Midas HaChesed, obviously the opposite of, well, it depends how you you might view this in different ways. How does he say it? Right, he says on the left side, Midas HaChesed, Vachatikin Yisrael Avinu Midas HaGvura, right, Chesed is the opposite of Kina, Yisrael Gvura overcoming, the opposite of Taiva, and Yaakov, knowing exactly who he is and having the synthesis of all the different midos, that somehow he connects as the opposite of Kavod. But either way, that's all of Sefer Bereishis, what the Torah starts off. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Before we get the Torah, we have to get our midos in order, and that's what Sefer Bereishis teaches us. The first of those midos is Kinah. The first chet, again, Adam and Chava, the chet of Eitz Hadas is a different category of chet that laid the groundwork for the entire world. But if we start off with personal chatayim, the first chet in history is kina. So this is a midah that we need to master. It's so many stories in Tanakh, you know, this is at its root. Cain, of course, the brothers with Yosef, Korach, this week's parsha, Shaul HaMelech, Doeg HaDomi. So much press, this chet, this midah ra, gets a lot of press in the Torah, which means that it's something that we have to work on, we have to spend a lot of time on. And just to put it in a specific way, we know it's in the Aseret HaDibros. If we asked last week, the six mitzvos tamidios, the first five were pretty major, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, seems like, and then, what's so definitional about that? We can ask a similar question this week. Aseret HaDibros are all about actions, evil actions. Don't do, don't undermine society, don't undermine the judicial system. Right, killing and Eidus and Shabbos and Lo Sachmod. Don't covet. How does that make it into the Aseret HaDibros? And we know there are Mefarshim of Sadigon that fit all of the mitzvahs into the Aseret HaDibros. What's the category of Lo Sachmod? What's at its root? It's the root of so many other averes. What's at its root? And if we may ask, it's number 10. It's like the climax. What's the message? And being number 10 connects it to which number? Number 1 and number 5. Right? If it's the climax, 1 and 10 must have some kind of connection. The beginning and end, the brackets of Aseret HaDibros. And we've mentioned this Me'iri in the past. I gave it to you so you could have it at least. The Me'iri in Source 3, among other Rishonim, that parallel the two on each same line. Right? 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, 5 and 10. So again, number 1 and 6, Anochi Shem Elokecha, murder. Right? If you believe in Selam Elokim, you're not going to murder. Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayas. If you're at Tanakh, Avodah Zarah described as Gilei Arayos, Shabbos and Pasul Eidus, right? Not Pasul Eidus, Eid Sheker, right? Shabbos is Eidus. What about 5 and 10? What's the connection between what's 5? Kibud Av Va'Em and Lo Sachmod. How do those connect to each other? So the Me'iri himself says, I gave it to the Me'iri himself says, line 12, because chemda he chemdas mamon im chemdas ha hemshachachar atayvis he rosh the kolam midas amagunas amchuz. It's the root of so many midos arose. Lo sachmod. V'kvar yadat shabrius mezalzos bekivet av lebchisos aben v'chulu. And the father is blamed for any avera that's done. So therefore, kibud av, if you want to be mechabed your father, so then make sure not to have chibud. Okay. Maybe there's another idea. Maybe there's another idea to connect the two. It's such a pernicious midah. Chazal describe, and if you just go online, even in the secular world, there's so much about jealousy. How jealousy destroys relationships. How jealousy destroys families. How jealousy destroys businesses. So much. Right, Rabbi Lau writes in his commentary there on Pirkei Avos in source number 4, Tamid yesh lo b'miyo b'malakane. And there's always someone or something to be jealous about. Always. Kol atzlachas yiras shel zloso. Every single person. Every single person in the world, I'm speaking personally. It's so natural to look at others. Right? Any little hatzlach of someone else, kol rega shel osher eitzel re'eyu, machnisim oso l'mar shchor. Somebody else does, even in the most silly things. Anybody here a sports fan in any sport? Right? What happens if the other team wins? Not playing your team, but the team that you really don't like wins. You're like, oh, why does it bother you? Why is that? I want my team to win. If anybody has any little hatzlacha, but that's a silly one. But in life, it's so hard for us to, I think it's a Yiddish word, to fargin. Right? Fargin me. Just let it, let me enjoy it. Let me. We can't. We just have to. It bothers us. If we don't get that hatzlacha and somebody else gets that hatzlacha, if somebody else gets this asset, if somebody else gets this talent, it's so hard for us. And there's no end to it. And Rabbi Lau adds, and there's only one person that the jealousy affects, and that's the person feeling it. Does it accomplish anything? Does it give me anything? Nothing good. Right? It leads us to do things that, or feel ways that, we'd rather the other person not even get it. So how can we battle this mita? It seems so natural that this is what a human being feels. We think about other people's money and other people's jobs and other people's kids and other people's friends and other people's parents and other people's health and other people's family situations, other people's shiduchim. There are so many areas that we have what's called a sideways look in life. So how do we overcome that? Because the Torah assumes that we can. The fact that there's an avera called osachmon means we can do it. So what are some strategies? So before we get to the strategies, we first have to define the illness. Because if you have to know the doctor, if the doctor gives you medicine, you have to know what the illness is. And once you know what the illness is, so then you can come to the medicine and the refuah. So let's get to the illness. What causes jealousy? Kina causes a lot of other things. But now let's try to get to the root of kina. So three focuses. And then we'll try to talk about how we rectify this issue. Number one, jealousy always starts with feeling a lack. I feel I am missing something that I should have, that I deserve, that I'm supposed to have. That's the assumption of jealousy. I'm supposed to have something that I don't have. If I have it, then I'm not going to be jealous about something. Right? If I have this item and somebody else then gets it, is that going to be jealous? I have it! So, number one, Rav Pinkus explains jealousy. The definition, the first step one of jealousy is a feeling that I'm missing something that I'm supposed to have. Kimasha mafriya, source 7. Mafriya la adam, hu lo sheratza mashu beretzono lo ismali. Not just that you want something. Ela haragasha shemashu nilkach mimenu. Something that's taken from me that I should have. Adam shemakani rakisha chaser lo. Kshu margish shemashu magielo ein lo. If I feel complete, I'm not going to have jealousy. If I feel shalem, right? It comes from a feeling of lack. And it's often generated by someone else having it. Even if I don't have it, it's okay if nobody has it. But if somebody else has it, that causes jealousy. I might have mentioned this months ago, but there's a fascinating thought mentioned by the Bali Musar. Bali Musar, I've seen it quoted in a number of sources, by the Bali Musar. If you remember in Parsha Shoftim, the Torah describes the Mashuach Melchama. Right, a Kohen Gadol who gets, there are a couple of different Kohen Gadols, the main one, but then there's a special one that gives the pep talk on the battlefield. And he says, God, we're going to go out to battle, and we can do it, but let me just say, if anybody just planted a vineyard and didn't get to enjoy the fruits yet, you could go home. And if anybody just got married, didn't get to live with his wife yet, If anybody built a house, right? And some say they cover it up just in case somebody's scared of their averos. But if you look at the language in the Torah, I didn't give it to you, but the Torah says, if anybody built a house and didn't get to live in it yet, he could go home because maybe pen yomus bamochama v'ish acher yikachera. I forgot the exact lashon. And he might die and somebody else is going to live in the house. If somebody else just got married, let him go home because he might die and someone else will marry his wife. And somebody else will enjoy the grapes. And the question they ask is, there are 9 extra words in the Torah which seem extra. Seem like you don't need. Why doesn't the Torah say, he let him go enjoy his house because maybe he'll die in war. Period. Why does the Torah have to add on, and somebody else will live in it? And somebody else will enjoy the wife. And so, why do you have to add that? Rashi has just one cryptic line. Rashi says, source 8, V'davar shel agmas nefashos huzeh. This is agmas nefesh. And somebody else is going to enjoy it. What's Rashi driving at? What's Rashi driving at? The story is told. You might have heard this story. The story is told in Brisk. Rav Simcha Zelig Grieger, he was the dayan in Brisk. Very, very amazing stories about him. He was a dayan when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was the rabbi of the city. So Rav Simcha Zelig was the dayan. So there was a butcher that came to the Rav Simcha Zelig with a shiloh about a cow. And that cow, you ever see a cow? It's a big animal. Serious animal. Lots of money. And he goes, and the Rav Simcha Zelig is looking at it for a while, and finally he has to trade for the cow. It's not kosher. And the butcher says, okay, what can I do? Hundreds of ruble, you know, down the drain. Okay. A month later, this same butcher has a din Torah with another Jew from the town about a tiny little minuscule amount of money. A little sichzuch. A little bit. And the goer of Simcha Zelig, thinks about it and he rules against the butcher. And the butcher stands up and screams at Rav Simcha Zelig and curses Rav Simcha Zelig. How can you do that? And Rav Chaim was there and Rav Chaim threw him out of the basket. And Rav Simcha Zelig asked Rav Chaim, I don't understand. A month ago, I trafed up his cow for hundreds of ruble. I didn't say a word, he accepted it. And now it's one little nothing. And that, what, is cumulative? Because I did it a second time against him? Rav Chaim said, no, you don't understand. The first time, nobody else won. Nobody else got the money. So he lost it, okay, he lost it. But here somebody else is getting it. I can't live with that. If I don't have something, fine. But if somebody else is going to get it, that's Rashi. It's human nature. What's going to hurt the person? What's going to make him not think about the battlefield? That somebody else is going to live in his house. Not just that he's not going to be able to live in his house. If parents don't give any of the kids lollipops, that's fine. But if you give one of the kids, what does he get one for? What does he get one for? What? It's not fair. Take it away from him. Yeah, good. Nobody will get. Right? That's much better. Because there's, I feel that I'm supposed to get something. That is number one. It comes from a feeling of chisaron. Jealousy, as we said before, is looking sideways at life. Not looking at what I have, but looking at what others have. Number one. Number two, it's not just thinking I'm missing something, but feeling a lack about me. Very often. A jealous person often wants to be somebody else. I want his IQ. I want his wife, I want his talents, I want his children, I want his car, you know, depending how serious, you know. But this is what people think. Rabbi Frand writes in one of his books, in Source 9, a person who is jealous is fundamentally unhappy with who he is. He would much rather be someone else. He's unhappy with his wife, his family, his job, his position. He rejects who he is, his atzmius. I didn't mention before, one of the questions I forgot to mention. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, back towards the beginning, that somebody who's jealous, their bones rot. That's what Gemara says. Pretty graphic. Their bones rot. Where's the Gemara? Oh, it's on the same page, on top, source 6. Why is that a mida keneged mida? Says Rabbi Frand, because when a person is jealous, he's rejecting his essence. His atzmius. So his atzamos, you know, are removed. Because if he's rejecting his essence, then his essence is not going to last. You don't recognize what you are, who you are, and what you stand for. If a person would be happy with who he is, then there's nothing to be jealous about. I know my tafkid. But we don't want to be ourselves. And that so often, you know, we look around at friends. We wish we were in their shoes. Rechmana litzlan. That's number two. Sometimes we feel we're missing something. Sometimes we feel we are not who we want to be. And finally, the third, and maybe deepest of the three points, jealousy at root. And again, we all have it in some way. We all have it in some way. Jealousy reflects a chisaron in our emunah. Right? It's a lack of complete emunah. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Gemara says, Lamed Ches, Daf Yomi, about a week and a half ago. Mikan Amar Ben Azai, B'shimcha Yikra'ucha, within your name you will be called, U'bimkomcha Yoshibucha, and in your spot you will be caused to sit down. Meaning, when it's your turn to get something in life, you'll get it. You have a number. Your number just wasn't called yet. U'bishalcha Yitrulacha, and from you will be given to you. Ein Adam Nogea B'muchan L'chaveiro. Nobody has any ability to touch what is ready for their friend. Somebody else gets a bracha, somebody else gets a talent that has nothing to do with me. Right? Just like your eyesight number has nothing to do with me. And it doesn't make sense to be jealous of that because your eyesight is your eyesight. What, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mistake? Hashem, you know, I think you forgot something. Wasn't I supposed to get that? You know, this family situation wasn't meant to be by me. So any thoughts like that, you know, reflect some type of, we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of, chas v'shalom, we can say the words, we think there was like a little mess up. Right? It's not supposed to be. And that's what Korach felt. Right? What did Korach feel? The root of Korach's jealousy was a lack of emunah. What does Rashi say at the beginning of the parsha? Source 11. Right? What was he cholik on? Hashem did not tell you to do this, Moshe. You're doing it yourself. Nepotism. Relatives. Harini cholik olav umavata lezvarav. Right? Because my father is an older brother. Amram not b'chor not tulu shneik b'nav l'dula. Fine. Amram got both. Echan melech echan kohen gadol. Mi roi li tol sashrini elo ani shani ben yitzar. Shehu sheni l'amram. And he gave it to the ben achav akatan. So what's the root of Korach's problem? Emunah. Emunah that Hashem spoke to Moshe. And told him this. Right? And that's the third problem that we have to recognize. Right, again, we have to first identify the illness. Right? It's a feeling of missing something. It's a feeling of not wanting to be me. And it's a feeling of thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow made a mistake. Right, and that's the Darcha Sadikim in Shar HaKinah says. It's like a servant who is waiting to get something from a master and he's supposed to get it. It's not coming. And I start getting angry at the master. Whoa, what about me? What? He said it about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we think there was a... There's something not right. Not that we can understand it. Why is it we can daven? But you can say, come on, please make it my turn. That's fine. But to say, why isn't it my turn? It's not fair. The Ramban has a four-word phrase that many Ba'ali Musar quote afterwards. In the story of Yosef, and Yosef goes to Shechem following his father's orders, and he's doing Kibbutz Avim, and look where it leaves him. Right, he ends up walking into the lion's den, his brother sell him. What does the Torah tell? He happens to meet a man, and the man sends him to Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, Lohodianu Od in Source 13, Ki Agzera Emes Vacharitzos Sheker. The decree of Hashem is true. And the charitzos and the kishtavlos that we do, we have to do our best. But ultimately, that's not what achieves the results. We have to do ishtavlos. Because Hashem Hashem prepared things. So we have to recognize, and this is so deep and so true, jealousy flows from a lack of emunah, full emunah. Rabbi Lamb writes this in his Sfarim. Emunah isn't something that is absolute, and either got it or you don't got it. It's kind of fluid. We feel strong emunah today, it gets a little medium, and it gets a little, you know, depending on the situations that we're in, it kind of flows. Sometimes we're in the zone. We're feeling close. We're feeling great. It's wrong. And sometimes we're kind of, you know, distant. Right? And but we have to recognize that the jealousy flows from a time when we're feeling, you know, it's running on empty. We got to go fill up. Got to go fill up. So these are the issues. So the way to be misakin is to have solutions for each of these issues. So number one, now we're getting to strategies. Number one, a feeling that we're missing something. There's a beautiful thought that Rabbi Galinsky, Rabbi Galinsky, was one of the great darshanim of this generation. So I have a sefer at home, a likud called Lisani Besanugim. So he quotes there that the pasuk in Lo Sachmod, Lo Sachmod Beis Reyecha. Oh, by the way, and I mentioned, Lo Sachmod is connected, that's the 10th dibur connected to the first dibur, as we just explained. Emuna, Lo Sachmod. Right? Rabbi Franz Lashon, he has a beautiful phrase. The Aseres HaDibur start off with Emuna in theory, and it ends off with Emuna in practice. That's the Aseres HaDibur. It starts off with Emuna in theory, and it ends off with Emuna in practice, because they're connected. Okay, so how do we fix it? So, number one, how do we overcome the feeling of missing something and lacking something? So, Rabbi Galinsky says, if you look in the Aseres HaDibros, you look in the Lo Sachmod, what does the Torah say? You have it in there in 14. Lo Sachmod Beis Reacha, do not covet the house of your friend. Lo Sachmod Eishas Reacha, the wife of your friend. Va'avdo, v'amaso, v'shara, v'chamaro, the oxen, the donkeys, the abadim, v'chol Hashem Reacha, and everything your friend has. Ask Rabbi Galinsky, why doesn't the Torah just say, don't be jealous of everything your friend has? To give all the examples and all the details. Just say it once. Harayako bechlav, loma mefardu, betchila, bayis, evit, shor, chamor, vetirates. So he says, she'adam ha'bib ben achazor shechaver, often we look, and we look at our friend's, I don't know, car. I know nobody does this in this room, but we're like, oh. I know, I have, you know, younger kids. I don't even know what this is, but one of my kids says, did you see so-and-so got a Tesla? I don't know what a Tesla is. But I said, what's a Tesla? I know when I was growing up, it was Jaguar. That was like the car. But now that's probably like passé or Jaguar. Everybody has a Jaguar. But I don't know. But I know. They say it's an electronic car. Whatever it is. But let's say you see that. You're like, oh, okay. But don't just focus on the car. You know what the Torah is telling us? Everybody in life has a package. Everybody in life has everything about their life. We have our IQ, our family, our talents, our personality, our eyesight. We have everything wrapped into one. So you can't just focus on one detail of what someone else has, because that other person has a lot of other things too. Right? When you in zeh beis re'eyo chomedu asavila es aginam shemisaviv es ritzuf hashayish im zeh chamorosh hachaver yish lo mechonit chadasha chomedu oso misraim belibo lo migar achalki v'chulu rega hasedek im chavo misad sheni ein zeh tzodik shetekav arak asavila. You're only going to get his vila and his car. You also got to get his wife. And you also have to get his mother-in-law. And you also have to get his dick. You know, you have to get, I love my mother-in-law, she's great. That's why I can make jokes, because like, but I just said it. You also got to get the grandfather, you got to get everything. Imritzoncha bin achasav, kumit chalef. You got to switch everything. And that we're not often ready to do. To get everything? To get everybody else's challenges? I read a study today. I forgot I was going to print it out somewhere online. So a study today. They did this study with like, whatever, 20 or 30 average, you know, I don't know who it was, teenagers, married. They said, write down your biggest challenges in life. Okay, everybody wrote it down. They put it in the circle on the, you know, in front of them. And they said, okay, who really, theoretically, if you were God kind of thing, who is ready to take somebody else's piece of paper instead of their own? Who's ready? They said, nobody wanted to. Nobody wanted to. I know my challenges. I have to work on them. But somebody else's? So the first solution, the first step, is to count our blessings. And to realize that everybody has a package. And it's even a great exercise that every day, you know, before you go to sleep, you could do it on your phone. Write two things on your phone that you're thankful for. And it could be little things because they'll add up. There's health. There's a specific person in your family. There's a friend. There's there's opportunities to be in Israel for the year. Whatever. Right? We want to be like Yaakov and not like Esav. Remember, the Klei Yarkor points out, Yeshli Kol, not Yeshli Rav. So number one, we have to focus on realizing what we have and not what we don't have. Number two, and again, I'm not saying these are easy ways, but these are ways to approach it. Number two, recognize, what was number two? I'm not happy who I am. Recognize that Hashem made each of us a shliach to accomplish something different in life. And Rav Soloveitchik writes in Source 19, it's impossible that somebody would make a shliach without giving them the tools to fulfill their shlichus. That's a given of any shliach. If I tell you to buy something for me, but I don't give you money, then obviously I don't expect you to be successful and buy it. Every single person in life has a shlichus, a specific shlichus that's dafka for them. We were born at a specific moment in history, right? Our birthday is the day that Hashem felt that the world cannot exist another day without us. Right, whether you're born early, whether you're born late, you were born exactly when Hashem decided that the world cannot exist without you. Remember the Mesulas Yesharim, Surah 16. What's chapter 1 about? Chovas ha'adam be'olamo, not ba'olam, ba'olamo in his world. Because every single person has a job to fulfill, and whatever we need to fulfill that job, Hashem gives to us. And it doesn't make sense for us to have, you know, let's say, you know, you try to give a car mechanic a light to look in a baby's ear to fix the car. Here, please do your job. I can't do my job with that. Here's a stethoscope. No. Right. It's not going to work for the car. Hashem gives us all the tools that we need. I heard in the shiur today that Rabbi Akiva Tatz suggested maybe that's the connection between Kibud Avim and Los Achmod. Kibud Avim is appropriate attribution. I attribute that everything I have in life is from my parents. I attribute that they're the source of life, they're the source of everything. Los Achmod is inappropriate attribution. You know, I'm supposed to have those tools. I'm supposed to this, I'm supposed to that. Inappropriate attribution. But again, the focus is to realize that each of us are gavras. Each of us has a job to fulfill, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us each, you know, what we need to succeed. Again, the Ebenezer has the famous mashal. Everybody starts off Los Achmod with his mashal in Source 18. How do we fulfill Los Achmod? Right, he asks. Right? Rabim Yitzmu Alzeh. How could Hashem try to tell us and be mitzvahs about our feelings? So he says, imagine the princess is driving through the countryside. The princess from the castle driving through the countryside, and there's a peasant that's looking, and he sees the princess in the chariot of gold driving by. Would he ever in his right mind say, oh, I'm going to marry her one day? No, it's like totally not shayach. It's a different world. It's not reality. He says, do you ever wake up one morning? I saw today, I was thinking about it. Now I'm just thinking about it now that It happened. I went jogging this morning, and it's amazing how birds fly. Not how they fly, but how they all know like when to make a right and when to like, they don't bump into each other, and they know when to go down. It's amazing. It's amazing how they do it. But did I ever in my right mind think, I wish I could have wings? Why don't I have wings? I want to be a bird. I've never had that desire. Why? Because I know it's not reality. It's not me. That's not me. The peasant knows, the princess, that's not me. But that's how everything has to be. If I don't have it, that's not me. That's not the tool that I need to succeed in life. And finally, number three. Strengthening our emuna. Strengthening our emuna that there is a grand plan. A grand plan, like we said before. Right? Emuna is the basis. If we recognize that Hashem didn't make any mistakes, we recognize that Hashem is the ultimate boss who takes care of everything, right? This is emuna practical, not just emuna theoretical. The Gemara Beitza tells us, I'm not going to read everything because the time is late. The Gemara Beitza tells us, Kol mizonoso shalom ksubim l'merach Hashanah Yom Kippurim. You know, many families, many fathers, you know, worry about parnasa, so much of the life. You know, especially the past year and a half, various areas of work with corona were affected so much. You know, it's very scary sometimes, and it's a tremendous anxiety if you're the breadwinner and you have to try to bring home it, and just this is a major challenge. But we have to try to believe. Rosh Hashanah is decided. Rosh Hashanah, call Mizonosav, Kitsufin Lo. Right? We have to put when we say every morning, Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. Okay, we think about shoes. But what's the posture? So the words. Hashem does everything for me. Kol Tzarki. Hashem takes care of it. If we say Ashri with Kavanah, right? The Gemara says, if you say Ashri three times a day, you go to Olam Haba. It doesn't just mean saying the words. Bnei Yeshua says, saying it properly. Karov Hashem L'chol Karov, Poseach Es Yadecha. Every pasuk, every couple of months, we'll get a good ashray. I don't know. Maybe you guys get three times a day, but I don't know. My ashrays probably could be better sometimes, but sometimes you'll get a good ashray. Like, wow, that's a good one. You're like, why aren't they all like that? Right? It's archi. We have to work on it. But if we would say ashray, that's a recognition, because the stronger the emuna, the weaker the losach. The Ksava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg writes, it's verse 21, beautiful piece. Doesn't say b'levavcha. It's to love Hashem with all your heart. If we have true avas Hashem, if we're overflowing with avas Hashem, that we can't control ourselves, we have such hakaras atov, but we recognize how much Hashem gives us. There's no room for lo sachmod. There's no room. Again, this is branching from emuna to avas Hashem, but he says, that's the message. He says it's like a cup. You try to pour more wine into a cup that's overflowing, it's not going to go in. There's no room. So if my life is filled with focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing that He's in charge and He has my best interests in mind, and I might not understand everything or anything. I might not understand. And there are people, Rahman al-Islam, that have terrible, terrible sorrows and many challenges. And many difficulties. Rahman al-Islam, and nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors in this room either. Nobody knows. So we don't ask why, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father. And if we have strong Avas Hashem, and the Beis HaLevi says strong Yiras Hashem, I just gave you, so two Achronim, one after another. If we focus on one or the other, so then there's no room for Chemda. So that's the real issue. And again, it's not a one-time thing that I'm about to feel Osachbor, let me focus on emuna. No, it has to be something that we train ourselves in all our life. It has to be something that at the Shabbos table, the attitude is always Hashem is the best. Hashem takes care of everything. And if we're strengthened over time, then when a situation comes up, we'll be protected. It'll be a force field. It'll be a shield that we have. So again, these are things that we have to work on every day of our lives. Right, the emuna, the feeling, the counting our blessings, the recognizing that we have a tachlis that nobody else could fulfill. If we could do that, then losachmod is in the realm of reality. Will we be perfect? Probably won't be perfect. We'll have those moments. But the stronger we are in all of these recognitions, and it just means to take time to think about it. Take time to think about it. Take the, even one a day, one thing a day that I'm thankful for. One thing a day. It'll continue, it'll blossom, and B'ez Hashem, we should be zocha, to be sameach b'chalkenu, which is the opposite of chemda, and stay in this world, not violate any of the kinah type of a covet. Be happy with what we have, recognize our brachas, and B'ez Hashem, be able to bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fill our lives with avas Hashem, with yiras Hashem, with emunah, and be able to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous nachas. Okay, we'll stop here.